What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Madi. I'm here today because I have a topic that's been touching my heart and it's been hitting me home. And I want to share with you guys this topic because it's one of a kind. I want to talk about forgiveness. Yes, I said forgiveness. Guys, don't be appalled. Oh my God, here we go with that word. No. Because forgiveness can be a beautiful thing. Being right with God can be a beautiful thing. To be right with God, you need to forgive those that hurt you. That don't sound right, right? But let me tell you why it don't sound right. Because you're like, no, they hurt me. I don't need to be forgiven. No, honey. Fix your mind, fix your sight, fix your everything. Because guess what? You need to forgive. Because forgiving, you be the bigger person. Because they're not going to prevent you from being at the kingdom of God when it's your time to go and your time to go walk through those doors. No, God's going to be like, excuse me, did you forget Tom and Harry? Did you forget Maria? Did you forget this person? Did you forgive them? No, in my books, it looks like you didn't. So I think you can't come in here. That's what's going to happen. And I don't want that on my conscience, but I'm also going to be forgiving authentically. And I'm going to forgive from the bottom of my heart, deep down, because God sent me a sign. A good friend of mine, shout out to Kimber Day for reading her devotions faithfully, which I got to do because I'll be slacking. But shout out to her. She gave me a devotion this morning and she said, God told me to send it to you. And it says, allow him to believe a good dad was a bad dad. Here's the deal. Whether you had a good dad, a bad dad, or no dad, forgive him. Forgive the people in your life who have hurt you, because not letting it go is only serving as a poison to your own destiny, not theirs. Do y'all understand that? A poison to our own destiny, not theirs. Those that hurt you, whoever, a dad, a mom, a sister, a cousin, a grandma, a boyfriend, a friend, whoever, forgive them. Because guess what? You're just hurting yourself. You're getting all the poison. You're just hurting yourself. I didn't say you're going to forget. No, did I say that? Didn't say you were going to forget anything. No. Because guess what? Forgetting is not easy. And God doesn't care if you don't forget. He's not going to erase that memory out your mind. But what he wants you to do is forgive. I'm going to be honest. I know a couple of you guys had a criticism about my topic, about my life without my father. I'm going to keep it 100. This is my podcast and this is how I feel. I don't neglect that topic. I love that topic. That topic was dear to my heart. That topic meant a lot to me. But I do forgive that man. I do. The man that birthed me. The man that gave me life. Because my mom pushed me. My mom gave me life. But so did he. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. We all have our differences. Situations went left and right. Problems went right, left, sideways, up, down, around the corner. But guess what? That message today was for me. It was for me to tell him that I forgive him. It was for me to tell him, it's okay. I'm okay with it. Moving forward, let's be okay. That's what it was meant to be. God put in my heart, because I'm a God-loving woman, let me tell you, and God put in my heart to forgive. Because you know what? We all had our ups and downs. We all fight our battles. We all go through things. But you know what? It's not about me anymore. It's about forgiving those that hurt you and stop being selfish and just be like, you know what? I'm going to forgive. I'm going to read y'all something that I found on the media. And it was said, one day you will tell your story of how you overcame what you came and what you're going through. Now, it will become a part of someone else's survival guide. Y'all get that? So whatever I'm going through, whatever my story is, whatever I went through, somebody else's survival guide. Somebody else's guide. You get what I'm saying? And that guide is going to tell them, forgive those that hurt you. Forgive those that did wrong to you. Forgive those that just bit, like they were bitter. Forgive, even if it's your friends, your family, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, whoever, forgive them. You might be saying, Maddie, you crazy. You preaching forgiveness for what? Listen. Did you just rob that store? Did God forgive you? He sure enough did. Did you just look over that girl's shoulder to cheat on that test? God forgave you. He just waiting for you to forgive. Did you just get that abortion? You sure did. But guess what? You're crying to God now, right? And guess what? God forgave you. You see what that ties into? If God can forgive us for everything that we did wrong, excuse me, honey, we need to be forgiving. Because I don't see anything in my bone, in my body, I don't see anything that gives me a reason not to. And I want you to know this. I forgive you, Dad. I forgive you because guess what? There's no grudges, nothing to hold back. Because if the man upstairs forgave everybody, why can't I forgive you and move forward and start forward and fresh? You know what? I forgive you, sister. You know why I forgive you, sister? Because I forgive you because everything that we've been through and all the blame that you did to me, I forgive you. Because if the man upstairs can forgive, I forgive you. Guys, if I can do that, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, tears flying down my face right now. If I can forgive, I think you can too. Take some time. Sit down. Write down the people that you hurt, the people that hurt you. Write it down. You got their numbers? Text them. Tell them, I forgive you. I'm sorry. That's it. That's all you have to do. Whether they accept it or not, it's their problem. Because guess what? At the end of the day, you did your part. And God knows where your heart is at. Guys, I want to leave you with that message because that message was dear to me. And thanks to my girl Kimber Day that sent me that devotion this morning. My mind was running on what should I do for my podcast. And forgiveness kept coming up. So I was like, today's the day I do this forgiveness podcast. Need y'all to understand, life is not easy. I apologize. Life is not easy. And life is short. Don't live your life with a grudge. Don't live your life hating people. Don't live your life depressed. Don't live your life upset. Live your life happy, joy, positive. Listen to personal development in the morning. I listen to Fearless Motivations in the morning. I love it. If you guys need any tips, I can send you some. I pray to God every morning. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for loving all my people that I in my life. Thank you for just being there. I do that every morning. Just think about this like a test. God's testing you to see if you really are able to do this. I want to say thank you to all my listeners. Keep listening. Keep sharing. Keep following. I just want to love on you guys. If this helps anybody, you guys know my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page. Inbox me. Let me know. Instagram, you already know. If you guys want to keep get in touch with me, you can go to Mental Health and Healing group. That's my group, Mental Health and Healing. It's not with the A-N-D, guys. It's with that N. Like, it looks like an eight, but it's like an N. So it's mental health and healing. That is our group. Feel free to comment, post, whatever. Because guess what? We're here for you guys. My team is here for you guys. I love you guys, and I wish y'all nothing but the best. And don't forget, don't be selfish. Forgive, but don't forget, though. You can always forgive. I love you guys. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.